This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great nation despite the fact that there seems to be great agreement and a building tidal wave of public sentiment saying that the direction of the country is all wrong. A brand new NBC News poll that found just 20% of respondents say America is moving in the right direction. So what does that mean? Well, there's a Republican columnist, Mark Thiessen, who writes, Democrats should panic about no labels, and so should Republicans. Who are no labels? No labels is that group that has raised so far about $70 million in order to create an alternate ticket that isn't Trump, and it isn't Biden, and it isn't Kamala Harris. And no, it's not going to be any MAGA Republican. It would be a new ticket with presumably a representative of one party as the president and a representative of the other party as vice president. Why should that cause panic? We will get to that issue on the Medved Show. But first up, the New York Post reporting on this NBC poll, they write, voters are souring on the state of the nation with a stunning 74% saying the U.S. is on the wrong track, according to a survey released last night. The last time voters were this bitter about the nation's course in 1992 and in 2008, the party in control of the White House changed hands. NBC's Chuck Todd noted in unveiling the results. In each of those elections, Democrats' Bill Clinton snatched the Oval Office back from the Republicans, and then Barack Obama snatched the Oval Office back from the Republicans. It was both Republicans named Bush who were in charge of the country at that time. The interesting thing, of course, was that there were truly terrible and scary economic conditions in the fall of 2008. When Bush left office, remember we had just had that disaster of the closure of major banks. It was nothing like this moment today. I mean, there's actually good economic news. If you want to take a look at it, I mean, this is from Investopedia, and they have a headline, The Black-White Employment Gap Has Closed! Exclamation point, which is something we've been talking about doing in this country for a very long time. It's never happened. This spring, something happened in the job market. For the first time in history, black people were just as likely as white people to have jobs relative to the population, finally closing a gap that had persisted at least since the Bureau of Labor Statistics started keeping track of the unemployment population ratio for black workers. That was back in 1972. And before that, the gap between white and black was even higher. As of May of this year, 59.6% of black people were employed. That rounds up, of course, to 60%. And it was 60.2% of white people who were employed. That's extraordinary. That means that there's only 0.6% difference between black people and white people when, if you go back even to 1972, when they started keeping numbers, the numbers were much higher. And generally, inflation has slowed. The stock market today, I think it was down very slightly. But the idea that 74% of Americans think we're headed the wrong way, what does that mean? Does that mean some of the cultural issues that we saw today, we saw over the weekend with pride parades all across the country? And with, by the way, that remarkable number we talked about a little bit on Friday, where there had been this steadily growing approval of homosexuality. The Gallup does a poll on what do you consider to be morally acceptable. And generally, what had happened is that some 20, 25 years ago, it was only a small minority of people who thought that homosexuality, homosexual relationships at all, were morally acceptable in any way. And now it's a majority of everybody. And a very big majority, it's over 60%, think, yes, it's morally acceptable. But interestingly, that went up and up and up and up and up, and just for the first time went down. And just by a few points. But I think that has to do with some of the feeling that this is being pushed so relentlessly and so ceaselessly in the United States, in every possible venue. When they start doing, on military bases, drag queen story hour, or in for children in libraries, drag queen story hour, and so much else. The fact that there's a story today, which we will get to, of the Attorney General of Minnesota, which is where the Target stores are headquartered, trying to use legal pressure to make sure the Target stores keep their line of Pride merchandise on the shelves, despite the threats against it. In any event, the same poll that we're talking about, 74% say we're in the wrong track, 20% say we're headed in the right direction. The same poll sees a likely rematch between Democratic President Biden and former President Donald Trump. While Trump has a growing lead over Ron DeSantis in the GOP primary, the Florida governor does better against President Biden in the general election. The survey showed that Biden leads Trump 49% to 45%, but Biden and DeSantis are in a dead heat 47% to 47%, which, by the way, is good news for DeSantis because he still is unknown to a lot of Americans and he has a chance to define himself maybe in a better way. Many voters see a Biden-Trump rematch as gloom versus doom. 68% of voters are concerned about the 80-year-old Biden's health. 55%, another majority, say they're concerned about Trump's health. He's 77 years old. Though Trump leads in the primary race, about half of Republican voters said they prefer a new leader to Trump, the survey found. There's also a big red flag for the GOP. This is from the New York Post. 61% of voters disapprove of the Supreme Court's ruling last year, and it was just a year ago Sunday, overturning federal abortion rights. How many approve of that decision? 36%. And I think part of the reason for that, again, is that Americans are a little bit tired of just all the fighting and the bitterness and the negativity. And part of the idea of sending the abortion issue back to the states to let each state make its own decision, which I think is the right constitutional approach, people look at that and they recognize that, no, the decision in the Dobbs case has not ended fighting over the issue of abortion. It has intensified it because now it's up for every state to make a separate decision. The NBC News poll was conducted June 16th to 20th, a week after a federal grand jury indicted Trump. So why should Republicans get panicked, and Democrats as well, about no labels? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Jonathan Allen has been a frequent guest on our radio show. I'm eager to have him back. He's written a very provocative piece for NBC, the network for which he works, and the headline is not a headline that Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or their political managers are going to like. It says, Democrats warn party, the threat of Trump winning in 2024 is very real. And they write, the idea is somewhere between conventional wisdom and an article of faith for loyal Democrats. Joe Biden beat Donald Trump once, so Joe Biden can do it again. For Trump's primary challenger, challengers, most notably Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, that concept is a necessary predicate for convincing GOP voters to switch horses after nominating Trump twice. But the new NBC News poll released Sunday night showed Biden with a relatively narrow 49% to 45% lead over Trump, which falls within the survey's margin of error, and is far lower than the 10 percentage point edge that Biden held in NBC's last poll before the 2020 election. And by the way, the immediate question is, okay, so how much did he win by? He didn't win by 10 percentage points. He won by 4 percentage points. It was still, as these things go, that was comparable to Obama's advantage over John McCain. And better than Obama's advantage over Romney. In any event, the new survey shows DeSantis, who's less well-known than Trump, tied with Biden at 47% each. The thing that's striking, if you look at the numbers for Biden versus the numbers for Trump, and the numbers for DeSantis, because he isn't as well-known, does not have such high negatives as Trump does, which is why he does better against Biden, at least according to this poll. Despite an air of confidence from Biden and his team, writes Jonathan Allen, some Democrats say they believe Trump has a very serious shot of winning back the Oval Office. If you think otherwise, you have literally had your head buried in the sand, said former Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat of Ohio, who fell short in his bid to woo Trump-friendly voters to his side in his 2022 Senate race against J.D. Vance, where he lost Tim Ryan. It wasn't as close as it was supposed to be. You're living in a world of delusion, and it's a dangerous delusion, says Tim Ryan. Mandela Barnes, who lost by 25,000 votes to Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, in 2022, and has since launched a political action committee, said he'd like to see Democrats in battleground states go on the offensive and tout Biden's accomplishments. The president has done a lot to help working people, and the threat of a Donald Trump presidency is very real, he said, adding, it was Wisconsin that put Trump over the top in 2016. We take the threat very seriously. Most of the Democrats who spoke to NBC News said they believe Trump is an easier draw for Biden than some of the other Republican challengers, if only because Trump is a well-known quality, a well-known quantity, actually. Fayez Shakir, who ran Bernie Sanders' 2020 presidential campaign, said the familiarity factor means it's easier for Biden to remind voters of the reasons they rejected Trump 3 years ago than it is to build a new argument against DeSantis or another lesser-known candidate. You see, this is what is so striking. The polls indicate this, where the overwhelming majority of Americans don't want Trump to run again, including people who say, I'll vote for him, I'll vote for the Republican, whoever it is. But it's over 60% of Americans do not want Trump to run again, and it's over 50% of Americans don't want Biden to run again. And yet we are so stuck. Trump's trials and tribulations appear to have solidified his position as the favorite for the Republican nomination. The NBC News poll shows his lead over DeSantis has expanded from 15 points to 29 points since April. And that's a reflection not of Trump doing so well. It's a reflection of DeSantis doing so miserably. Trump support is now at 51%. Compared with 46% then, while DeSantis' support among Republicans, this is among Republicans, has fallen from 31% to 22%. Former Vice President Mike Pence leads the rest of the crowded field with 7% in the latest survey. And part of the problem with the Trump campaign is the sense of fun, of excitement, of entertainment, of doing something remarkable and joyous. It's never been done before. It's a different campaign, and it sounds very different. Trump spoke in Oakland County, Michigan, in suburban Detroit, because Michigan is again going to be one of those crucial states that decides the outcome of the election. And this is the way that the ex-president sounded, who, remember, his pledge is to make America great again. Well, this is clip 1.5.
We are a failing nation. We are a nation in decline. And now these radical left lunatics want to interfere with our elections by using law enforcement. It's totally corrupt, and we will never let it happen. This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. And we will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will defeat crooked Joe Biden. We will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Okay, do you hear anything there other than we're going to liberate America from these villains and get rid of the Marxists and the communists and the globalists and the warmongers? Anything about improving the country? Or is it just getting rid of those people improves the country? He continued in that same speech in Michigan. This is clip one. We will get to that. And to some of his highlights for a very long speech, it was over 90 minutes again, that the president, former president, delivered at the Faith and Freedom event in Washington, D.C. And why is it that Mark Thiessen, who's a loyal Republican, and I'm pretty sure has committed himself to supporting President Trump if he is the nominee, that Mark Thiessen is suddenly worried about no labels? We'll get to that and more on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. President Biden says the U.S. and its allies played no role in the recent mercenary rebellion in Russia.
We made clear that we were not involved. We had nothing to do with it. This was part of a struggle within the Russian system.
Speaking from the White House, the president said officials continue to assess the situation, and it's too early to reach a conclusion about what is taking place. Intense storms in the United States have resulted in flight disruptions, potentially causing delays and cancellations for American travelers. According to FlightAware today, over 1,200 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. have been canceled, while more than 3,300 flights across the country have been delayed. Honda is launching a major recall of SUVs and minivans because of a problem with rear-view cameras. The company says the camera images may not display on the dashboard screen due to a faulty cable connector. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show. One of the big and frequently quoted lines that President Trump used at his 90-minute address to the concluding banquet. He was the keynote speaker at the Faith and Freedom Conference put on by my friend Ralph Reed. Almost every candidate on the Republican side, including Chris Christie, who was not a supporter of President Trump, they were all there. They all lectured. They all spoke to the crowd. President Trump, of course, got an overwhelming response because most of the people who attended that conference are very much in his camp and supporting the former president and his return to the White House. One of the highlights of his speech is a report in the New York Times that several times in his speech on Saturday night, Mr. Trump sought to align himself with the faith community and said that it was under attack much as he was. Quote, "Together we are warriors in a righteous crusade to stop the arsonists, the atheists, the globalists, and the Marxists," he said. Each indictment, he added, was a great badge of courage. "I'm being indicted for you," he said. Does anyone out there feel that? Do you feel that President Trump has actually put himself forward in a sacrificial way, getting all these multiple indictments? He has indictments on 37 charges regarding the Mar-a-Lago documents, that he was doing that for the sake of the people, that that was actually something that he was doing for Christian Americans who may see themselves increasingly as a persecuted minority. President Trump also spoke this way on the campaign trail in Michigan, where he used some language that he managed to avoid at the heavily evangelical Faith and Freedom Conference. This is campaigning outside of Detroit, in the Detroit suburbs in Michigan, last night. Listen, clip one.
It's horrible. Look, it was a rigged election. That's the only way they can win. These incredible poll numbers are one of the main reasons the Marxist left is weaponizing the criminal justice system to try and stop us. If I wasn't running, or if I was doing badly in the polls, all of this investigation bull would stop immediately. Stop immediately.
If he wasn't running, the investigations would stop immediately about January 6th. Which, by the way, they apparently now, was announced today that they are getting a testimony from at least four Secret Service agents about some of what President Trump was doing while the Capitol building was being attacked. And that whole issue about did he want to drive up there and did he get into a struggle with people from the Secret Service, as has been alleged, about whether he would drive up there to the Capitol building. And what did he have in mind to do once he got to the Capitol building, knowing that there was a battle going on between some of his supporters and police officers? He gave a much more religiously flavored speech at the Faith and Freedom Road to Majority Conference at the Washington Hilton, and he sounded like this, and again emphasizing not so much what he sees positive about his administration, but what he believes to be his main obligation to his supporters and to the country, which is to rid the country of the nightmare of crooked Joe Biden, who seems to have taken over from sleepy Joe Biden. This is President Trump at Faith and Freedom, clip 14.
We have leaders that have no idea what they're doing. They have no idea. We have leaders that are totally corrupt. These are corrupt people. It's time for us to keep our faith, our unity, and our resolve. We must be strong like never before. We must be unstoppable. Together we will take on the communists and the Marxists and the fascists and the globalists and the fake news media, which is just as bad as all of them. And we have to take on crooked Joe Biden and the worst administration in the history of this country. And propelled by the spirit of July 4th, 1776, we will win a righteous and resounding victory on November 5th, 2024, and we will make America great again, greater than ever before.
And then when he was speaking about the war in Ukraine, he didn't really have the ability to address what was going on in Russia at that time with the at least possible coup attempt and potential civil war beginning involving the Wagner Group and the regular Russian army. He didn't talk about that, but he did talk about his main aim, which he believes he can get done even before he arrives in the Oval Office. It's incredible. It's miraculous. Listen, clip 17.
The whole world is on fire. This world is on fire. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine totally settled. I'll have it done in 24 hours.
I say that, and I would do that. That's easy compared to some of the things. I'd get that done in 24 hours. I know them both. I know them both. As the Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers. See that? I will be your peacemaker. I was your peacemaker.
Uh-huh. And then he also was going to rid America of the people he believes represent our most serious enemies, not the North Koreans or the Iranians, not the Chinese or the Russians, but listen, this this is a brand new promise. Clip 15.
Today I'm announcing a new plan to protect the integrity of our immigration system. Federal law prohibits the entry of communists and totalitarians into the United States. But my question is, what do we do with the ones that are already here that grew up in it? I think we have to pass a new law for them. Using federal law in section 212F of the Immigration and Nationality Act, I will order my government to deny entry to all communists and all Marxists.
And again, finding out the political orientation of the people and questions, who do you consider a Marxist and a communist? Would this, for instance, for the people who grew up here already, people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Bernie Sanders, who call themselves democratic socialists, do they count as Marxists? We will get to that. There's also a very prominent Democrat who is shocking the world by coming out in favor of term limits. Remember term limits? Who is it? You will be surprised. We will tell you coming right up on the MedVet Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVET and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money back guarantee.
The Michael MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, you remember Nancy Pelosi? She's still a member of Congress. She is not Speaker of the House anymore. When the Democrats lost their majority, which was a very narrow majority, to the Republicans in this last election, she not only lost her speakership, but she stepped down officially from leadership altogether. She is now in her 18th term in Congress. That means she's been there 36 years. And she is 83 years old. But she came out in favor of term limits. Oh no, not for members of Congress, not for people like her, not for members of the U.S. Senate. We've had U.S. senators who've lived past 100. Served past 100. Strom Thurmond, I believe, was 100 or 101 when he finally retired. I mean, he didn't retire, he passed away. But, okay, so what term limits is Nancy Pelosi in favor of in her 18th term in Congress at age 83? She's in favor of term limits for Supreme Court justices. She talked about it in an interview with Jen Psaki, who is now on MSNBC. She is Biden's former White House press spokesperson. Listen to Speaker Pelosi, clip six.
Do you think that there should be changes, reforms to the Supreme Court, term limits?
There certainly should be term limits. There certainly should be term limits. And if nothing else, there should be some ethical rules that would be followed. I had one justice tell me he thought the other justices were people of integrity, like a Clarence Thomas. I'm like, get out of here.
Okay, the point is that the idea of term limits is completely opposed to the lifetime appointments that are established in the Constitution. And the fact is that if there is a serious ethical violation, and we really have not had that in the Supreme Court of the United States, we certainly haven't had it with Clarence Thomas or Samuel Alito, where there is nothing that is a profound ethical violation about going on vacation with friends of yours who may or may not have business before the court. One of the things that's fascinating is the claim against Alito is that he went on a very expensive vacation with a guy named Peter Singer, who I have met on several occasions. Peter Singer is a very prominent Republican and conservative donor. And the fascinating thing to me is the whole idea of the opposition, or how dare Alito, of all people, go out on vacation hunting and fishing with Peter Singer and accept a ride on his private plane without reporting it as a gift. The truth of the matter is Peter Singer is the most prominent Republican in the country in support of gay marriage. And if you look at Alito in the Obergefell decision, which legitimated gay marriage and legalized it across the country, that was something that Peter Singer supported, and Sam Alito absolutely did not. He was on the other side. He was the leading dissent in the Obergefell decision. So the idea that somehow the Supreme Court justices are having their consciences violated by making decisions that are in favor of their friends, there is no evidence of that. In fact, the evidence is the contrary. And the idea that Harlan Crow had business before the court and a friend of Clarence Thomas, I mean, they're so desperate, so very desperate for all of any kind of smear. And by the way, this goes on both sides, and it's truly, truly sad. There's a Reuters story today. The top Republican in the U.S. House of Representatives is threatening an impeachment investigation. Not of Joe Biden, Lauren Bobert is doing that, and Marjorie Taylor Greene. But Kevin McCarthy is threatening an impeachment investigation of Merrick Garland over the Justice Department's criminal probe of President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. House Speaker McCarthy tweeted yesterday that U.S. Attorney David Weiss, the federal prosecutor appointed by Trump and overseeing the investigation, who was kept by Merrick Garland, must answer questions about whistleblower allegations that the Justice Department intervened in the case to protect Biden's son. I think it's fine to investigate it, get the answers, but a threat of impeachment of the Attorney General? This is what McCarthy had to say about that. This is clip 21. He Miranda was on Fox and Friends. Here,
Miranda Devine says that Joe Biden met with his business partners 12 times, 12 different times and 12 different deals, perhaps. So it's according to Rob Walker, who was in on all this stuff, good friend. He's all over the laptop. So will this prompt you to do an impeachment inquiry?
Well, you apparently don't follow me on Twitter, because yesterday I laid out very, very clearly by July 6th, because of the allegations from the IRS, because of the whistleblowers and the DOJ, Garland, what he is saying and what David Weiss are saying privately are two different things.
Right.
And if it comes true what the IRS whistleblower is saying, we're going to start impeachment inquiries on the Attorney General.
Okay, which is just what we need. That's going to make the country better. I mean, I think that on both sides, the effort to try to focus on the failings, and particularly in this case, it's one of those things where it's absolutely necessary to see if President Biden at any point was directly involved with the business interests of his son. And a lot of this is based upon whistleblower testimony, where they have a WhatsApp, which was recorded, where Hunter Biden says twice, "I'm sitting here, my father is next to me." And he was demanding getting some money from a very shady dealer that he was working with in China. Now, the fact is, why would anyone believe Hunter Biden just saying, I have my father sitting here next to me? He said, the right thing to say, if you were trying to do that, would be, okay, I have my father sitting right here next to me. Let me put him on the phone. The fact that he didn't do that would indicate that Hunter Biden, which has happened too often in his story, was actually not telling the truth. And there is this in terms of at least some people. Nick Kristof wrote a piece about the deep love between Hunter Biden and his father. And Anna Navarro on The View was making that case as well. This is clip 20.
The Hunter Biden story, the scandal, the this, the that, it's also the story of a father's love. And Joe Biden has never and will never give up on his son, Hunter, and will never treat him lesser than. And so he is a father first. Take it or leave it.
Okay, well, there are a lot of people who are going to leave it, because no matter how much you love your son, you have to make it very, very clear that you are not involved in the kind of illegality and the kind of dealing with foreign interests that your son is. Coming up on the Medved Show, we're going to have an opportunity to speak to Ralph Peters, who has written about Ukraine and NATO, and has a great deal to say about what's happening with Vladimir Putin. And his piece is called The Hour of the Little Guys and Tough Gals. And he talks about one tough gal in particular who has just been amazing in terms of helping to defend the cause of liberty and decency in Ukraine. Who is it? We'll find out talking to Ralph Peters, author of 29 books, expert on intelligence, the Civil War, and much more, for This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.